Welcome to episode 45 of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Dowdy.
Larry Bly here. How you doing?
I'm great. And Mike is...
What?
What's he...
It would appear as though Mike is undergoing a root canal. Isn't that funny? You know, I just went through one myself last week, and it wasn't so funny. Anyway,
does any of this
sounds like he's
spit,
choking.
Mike, spit.
Anyway, he saved money by going to the Real Cheap Dentistry Group. His dentist is Dr. Rusty Drills. They come right over to your house, by the way, Larry. It's quite convenient. They operate out of an old taco food truck, and they even throw in a free chimichanga on Tuesdays. So good luck on that, Mike. But I did. I went through that last week. 45 minutes of drilling.
Wow.
45 minutes.
Thought
they were going to come up with oil.
And they use Black & Decker drills, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, we've got a great show this time. It's Rock's Best Short Songs.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. We're going to get to our birthdays in just a few minutes. But before we do that, can we get to a little house cleaning from episode 44?
Get out the broom.
Okay. Well, you asked the question because one of the songs we mentioned with cities in the name of the song was Marrakesh Express. Mm. Where's Marrakesh?
Oh, I said, where's Marrakesh?
Morocco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's Morocco?
Marrakesh Express.
And just east of Vinton.
Is an overnight journey from Tangier to Marrakesh.
On a train.
On a train.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see. What? Also, after hearing our episode 44 on the podcast, our friend David Woodson dropped the question to his Facebook followers on DJ Dave's Musical Musings on social media. Some of the songs we forgot to mention that his readers mentioned Winchester Cathedral.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, yeah, that one was recorded by two different groups and was a hit at the same time by both of them. I never could figure that out.
Scarborough Fair.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to?
Yeah. Scarborough, North Yorkshire. Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, I
forgot all about that.
Johnny Cash.
My pal Jerry English also mentioned, and we were talking about Lodi. Where's Lodi? California, but there is a Lodi in Washington County, Virginia. Hmm. It's located on Virginia State Route 91, 5 miles south of Glade Spring.
Do we need to go there sometime?
I wouldn't.
No. Is there anything there?
That we can pass through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure there's something there, and I'm sure the folks at Lodi love it, but wish we'd stay away. And Paper Lace.
Sort of like Paris, Virginia.
Yeah, sort of. Paper Lace, mm-hmm. The British band, you ask if they didn't have more hits in Great Britain than they had in the United States, which in the United States, Night Chicago died. They formed in Nottingham, rose to success in 74. During that year, they had three top 40 hits in the UK.
Oh, okay.
But in the United States, they're considered one-hit wonders.
Yep, they are. So, but what a hit it was. Man, that was a great song.
Yep. So there you go. There's our house cleaning from last time.
Oh, by the way, speaking of short songs.
Oh.
Second time around for this one.
All the DJs keep complaining. Tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself a 26-second song.
That's
probably
in this
one
category.
Of the shorts.
Yes,
okay. Shel Silverstein. He was an interesting guy. He well, not only was a musician or singer, uh-huh. record producer, but mostly he was. He wrote children's books.
Oh,
you know, wacky sense of humor, and so he was very. He passed away a few years ago.
Well, when all else fails, write a children's book.
There you go.
All right. What do you say we take a look at some birthdays?
You want to take a look at some birthdays.
Let's do some birthdays and
what you gonna
have
say?
A time for living.
Well, okay. What you got, Lair?
Let me see. Mavis Staples of the Staples Singers.
Oh, my.
83, Jerry Miller, Moby Grape. 79, you know, I never had one single album by Moby Grape.
I played them on the air.
Did you really?
In Harrisonburg.
Okay. All right. Very good band. I just
always
just
tried to come up with some new stuff.
Yep. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie, 75. Dave Smalley of the Raspberries. 73. I still love their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, 68. Bella Fleck of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, 64.
Band leader Doc Severinsen is 95 years old.
Man, he can toot a horn.
Ooh, and I think he's still performing. Drummer Ringo Starr, 82. Singer-guitarist Warren Entner of Grassroots is 79. And singer David Hodo, of the Village People.
Oh, okay.
Was he the plumber or the electrician?
actually, he was the construction worker.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Singer Steve Lawrence is 87. And do you know how he got to live so long?
No.
Because he was married to a gourmet. That awful. Drummer Jaimo Johansson of the Allman Brothers of 78. How can anybody with the Allman Brothers have a name like that? And I'm certain, pretty certain, by the way, that I have just totally destroyed that name. It may be Jaimo Johansson. Well, anyway. Children's singer Rafi is 74.
Yeah, okay.
Only the children are getting old.
Jeff Hanna of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 75. Ventriloquist Jay Johnson of Soap. I remember him, and it was so funny. 73. Guitarist Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, 63. Suzanne Vega, 63.
Country singer Toby Keith is 61.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Joan Osborne. Man, I love to hear that woman say.
Yeah.
60 years old. She's great. You have to hear her do What Became of the Broken Hearted on that
good stuff.
Thing about the Funk Brothers. She gets out on stage and performs it live. Oh, my gosh. She tears the place to pieces.
Ed Ames of the Ames Brothers, 95. D.D. Kennebrew of the Crystals, 77. Debbie Sledge of Sister Sledge, 68. Jim Kerr of Simple Minds, 63. Courtney Love, she's 58. Frank Bello of Anthrax is 56. Is it a good idea to have that as a band name?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Just
scares me.
And it should. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 79.
Singer-guitarist Roger McGuinn of the Byrds is 80 years old. Very talented guy. Didn't we mention him, bring him out as one of the fine guitarists?
No, we should have. Yes, indeed.
Cheech Marin is 76, a Cheech and Chong.
Good morning, class. Thank you.
Country singer Louise Mandible is 768. That's what I always call her. Louise Mandrell. Okay, I'll behave. So, anyway, that's it. That's all I got.
Walter Egan celebrated his 74th. Sandy Patty, 65, the gospel singer, and rapper Magoo, 49.
Do you suppose that when he gets mail, it's mailed to Mr. Magoo, do you think?
Why didn't I see that coming?
Oh, me.
What do you say we take a look at some of the best short songs of rock?
Looking for fun and feeling groovy. Oh, Eddie, dreamboat Eddie, little ship of dreams. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Say,
my baby, just wrote me a letter.
Till the morning comes,
I will write songs for you. I'll be your silver spoon.
Oh, let me be.
And in that open, Simon and Garfunkel, Heart, Beatles, Linda Ronstadt, Todd Rundgren, Ray Charles, Box Tops, Neil Young, Elton John, and Elvis Presley.
You now, worked a lot of them in there, boy.
I did my best.
Must have ruptured yourself on this one.
The criteria to this topic, rock's best short songs,
Well, I'll tell you, it kept moving around for me. Finally, one day I says, this is ridiculous. I haven't heard of half of the songs on this list that we got, which I think were deep cuts on various albums that no one will ever remember or know anything about. So I finally decided one day, you know what, Lair? I'm talking to myself. You know what, Lair? And he says, huh? I can't hear you. I think I'm going to say 2 minutes and 30 seconds. At the most.
Okay.
That's where I set my mark.
Well,
where'd you set yours?
I originally saw a story that was, they were trying to say a minute 45, and I'm going, there's some that are like 2 minutes and 3 seconds, and they need to make that list. So I expanded a little bit to 2 minutes or shorter, but you say 2.5, so good. That will broaden things a little bit. And this could be on an album, an EP, or a single. I found, though, the Beatles and Elvis probably had a pretty good grasp on this whole category. Okay. Beatles with 11 and Elvis with 4. Now, those numbers can go up now that
now that I've 2.5. Cheated miserably for my own purposes. Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiac comes in at a minute and 38 seconds.
I thought that was longer.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There were different... sometimes record companies would put out shorter versions or whatever for radio stations. So you could find a longer version sometimes. But and then, of course, oftentimes it was longer on an album.
Yeah.
But then they cut it down to a lot less for a single. So
well, and when a lot of these songs came out, it was an era where Top 40 radio was looking for as many short songs as possible. Short was it. I guess until MacArthur Park came out?
You were trying to get at least as many songs in as commercials,
yep.
Which was a struggle at some stations.
A lot of stations did not like MacArthur Park
Richard Harris. Because I went out and changed my tires.
Sure,
one day.
Yeah.
Well, the Beach Boys did pretty good in this category.
Sure.
Little Deuce Scoop, of course, a minute 41 seconds. And I will tell you, that is a great minute and 41 seconds of music.
It is. And what was I saw... Brian Wilson just recently celebrated his 80th birthday.
Yep.
So he is on tour with Chicago.
That amazes me. Although there are a lot of collaborations out there. You know, it's amazing. The Hippie Hippie Shake Shake. Swingin' Blue Jeans. Now, this is a song that was released two different times. And one time it went a minute and 44 seconds with the Swingin' Blue Jeans. But Chan Romero put it out. It was a minute and 41. Chan says, I just don't have any more time. I got to be somewhere. And so, boom, he did minute and 41 seconds.
But wait a minute. There's another version of that.
Oh, no.
Hippie Hippie Shake.
Yeah.
Georgia Satellites. That comes in at a minute 47. And it was one of the great songs from Cocktail, the soundtrack. Remember that?
No.
Along with Powerful Stuff, Fabulous Thunderbirds, Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin, Kokomo, and the Beach Boys. So, yeah, there is another, third version.
Now, here is a bit of a cheat, in my opinion.
Okay.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Reprise. A minute and 18 seconds. I just don't think that's quite right.
That's cheating.
That is really cheating. It really is.
In the open, we had Todd Rundgren and Never Never Land, which is the cover of Mary Martin's Never Never Land, the dwelling place of Peter Pan. Will he perform that, you think, at Elmwood Park when he's there with Daryl Hall? That's August 5th.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the set list.
Well,
I don't know.
If so, it'll be a magical night.
Now, here's one. Mercedes-Benz, Janis Joplin.
I thought that was longer, too.
It seemed a lot longer. It did. But, we played it on the radio.
Yeah, we did.
Now, here's one. Now, do you tell me who this is? Okay. Broken Face by Pixies. Who in the Dickens is Pixies? A minute and 30 seconds.
I don't know. I really don't.
Velocity Girl by Primal Scream.
It probably made you.
Yeah. The Wind by Cat Stevens.
I do not remember that.
A minute 40. That had to be a deep cut somewhere.
Yeah.
He had to say, hey, boys, we're 2 minutes shy on this album. Let's do something here.
We got to fill up the tracks. How about Dreamboat Annie?
How about it?
I love that song. Great song. February 76.
Now, that does surprise me. How long was that?
2 minutes and 1 second.
Wow. But yeah. It was a good 2 minutes and 1 second, I'll tell you that.
It was. It was on the album that had Crazy on You and Magic Man.
Beatles, There's a Place.
Pretty song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A very pretty song.
Oh, here's one of those that I took liberties of stretching past 2 minutes. This was 2:07. Do you remember the song by a group called Prelude?
No.
Called After the Gold Rush. It was a cappella song.
Yes, I do.
Brian Hume did vocals, his wife Irene, and Ian Vardy on guitar and vocals. But this song was a cappella. It was a version of Neil Young's After the Gold Rush that gave them success in the U.S. in 74, and that was it for them.
Oh, another Beatles one.
Yeah.
Mean Mr. Mustard, that was off an album. It was a good song.
That was.
I liked it.
That was.
Until the Morning Comes, Neil Young, one of your favorite singers.
Oh.
You and I are going to have a little discussion over lunch about this, Mr. Downey.
Yeah, well, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, they came out with a new album, and it's called Toast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's
just that one song that you find so offensive.
Well, I just don't get the whole Neil Young thing.
So anyway,
but I was the same way with Bob Dylan.
So Mr. Downey texts that to me the other day. So I text him back and say, okay, which one has the worst voice, Bob Dylan or Neil Young? And he just wrote back, Bob. That's all it said, just Bob. Oh, well, you know, Lay Lady Lay, he had a beautiful voice on that. So what happened? I don't know.
I like the commercial stuff.
Yeah.
The same thing with Neil Young. I like his commercials. Old Man, I love that. Southern Man, I love it.
Have you listened to Harvest Moon by him?
It's been a few years.
That's the most beautiful, lovely song, and his voice is so angelic in that. Oh my gosh,
I'll
what a great
back.
Song. You need to get real, Downey.
Okay.
You need to get real.
Okay.
Elvis Presley had a lot of them, as you mentioned earlier. Follow That Dream, a minute and 35 seconds.
Wow, I feel like I'm being scolded.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound that way.
Eddie Cochran. Do you remember the song Come On Everybody?
No. Hmm? Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
It was from 1958.
Come on, everybody.
When Eddie recorded the lead vocal for the song, he also created an alternate version of the song called Let's Get Together.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
The only change was the phrase "Let's get together" instead of "Come on, everybody"?
Let's get together. Let's get together.
Now, "Come on, everybody" peaked at number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100. Apparently, "Let's get together" didn't do so much. I think people figured it out. Same song, different words.
Here's one I do remember. Tommy, Can You Hear Me? From The Who. That was an album cut, as I recall. I think it is.
I think you're right. I don't recall that tune, though. So I'll have to go back and look at that. What else we've got here on the list?
No, there are a couple we can't even mention. They're so bad.
That's true.
Because the children might be in the car listening along with mom and dad, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's trouble. Probably not.
There's a really rude things on this list.
I saw Fats Domino had a couple of songs
he
on
did.
Here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A Whole Lot of Lovin' at a minute 38.
Right.
And Three Nights a Week at a minute 45.
Everybody Knows I Still Love You, Dave Clark 5, a minute and 41 seconds.
Here's one. I do not remember the song, and maybe it's, a deep cut. Marvin Gaye, God is Love.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, do not remember that.
Now, here's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue by the Ramones. I'm in 36. I said, well, but I'm telling you, this thing is just full of crazy stuff that no one's ever heard of.
You know, maybe you were onto something.
There's even a Kanye West one on here. Jeez. Come on. Go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, maybe you were onto something that these artists, they were out of
material.
Ideas. They were just, you know, had a track in their head. It's like, oh, well, we can fill 45. What is the Beatles song? Her Majesty?
Yeah.
which, you know, probably for the Queen. But what is it, like 27 seconds or something like that?
There's one of my favorites.
What's that?
This is a pretty slick cut.
Yeah.
Vaseline by Elastica. 1:24.
You know, a lot of the songs you're mentioning, I'm surprised you haven't done in Seconds of Guessing.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Oh, there's one I
Maybe
can't
I
say.
Shouldn't.
I better not
okay.
do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bookends theme by Simon and Garfunkel, 1:18. But essentially, that's an introductory song
on
an album.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I really could.
Gangster of Love, Steve Miller Band, 1:24. But that's not the same as
The Joker.
Because I speak of the pompatus of love.
That's right.
And
that song led to The Joker.
A friend of mine looked at it and said, no such word as pompatus. That's a lot of
Well, it is if you're Steve Miller.
Glad All Over was done by Carl Perkins, 1:40, but it was also done by Dave Clark Five, as you know.
Okay.
And Rock Your Baby, Wanda Jackson, 1:43. You know, Wanda's still performing. She's like 117 years old, and she's still going at it. She's a rockabilly woman.
Good for her.
Yes, she is.
Good for her.
That's all I got. I think I've talked this thing out.
Well, and, you know, there were a lot more songs on here than I expected, and of course that list grew even more after we expanded. You left out 59th Street Bridge Song.
Oh yeah,
Feeling Groovy. That was 1:49. So good stuff.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for some Seconds Guessing?
Oh sure, I would love to. Yeah. I was dreaming about that last night.
I'm sure you are. Is that what you were dreaming about?
Well, not really, but
Seconds Guessing today.
Yeah.
I've got a book for you, it's called Ventriloquism for Dummies.
Well, that seems kind of appropriate.
Why would dummies need... It's the other person that has to be there. You'd think dummies wouldn't need this. The people operating them would.
Okay.
Anyway, you'll soon be able to say, bottle of beer, bottle of beer, bottle of beer, without moving your lips. They used to do that on The Sullivan Show. That was a sign of a really good ventriloquist. If you could say bottle of beer without moving your Googler or whatever... It comes with a likeness of the dummy Knucklehead Smith and Jerry Mahoney, just like Paul Winchell's actual TV dummies. That's not the end of it.
No, there's more.
I've ruptured myself on this one. Did you remember Paul Winchell? He's a little before your time.
I've heard the name, but no.
He was very famous. He had a lot of TV shows, and those two dummies were a scream. They were a lot of fun. But here's something a lot of people didn't know. Mm-hmm. He was a ventriloquist on TV in the early 60s, but... He later went on to do voiceover work for quite a few Disney films, moving his lips, by the way, because he's just on mic.
Right.
But this is really something. He was an inventor of note.
Huh.
The first person to build and patent a mechanical artificial heart implantable in the chest cavity. He was a Harvard grad. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work in TV.
Huh.
Interesting guy. Very interesting guy. I always liked him. I thought he was fabulous. So anyway, you ready to try this?
Radio's all over, B.
Pretty involved thing, I'll tell you that right now. Here we go.
Now, these are going to be just like our category.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you'll be proud of me.
Rock's Best Short Songs.
I did not go over 2 minutes and six. No, I did. I went 2:20 on one. Most of them are around the 2 minute.
I just thought as you were doing that that prize, which I wasn't paying attention to, so my apologies.
I sort of noticed you looking out the window counting the birds. I thought, well, I think I must be getting a little dull in here.
A squirrel. Hello, I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
The Doors.
Yeah. Man.
See, I was working.
That was an
obvious. I wasn't just looking at squirrels.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. I don't remember the name of the song. I think I know the group, though.
Who's the group?
Blues Magoos. Okay.
We just mentioned Magoo.
Mr. Magoo,
a while ago. It's a big day for Magoo around here in the studio.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing yet.
Okay.
2:16 of great rock and roll.
Okay. Oh, that's I love that song.
I gave you the title.
That's actually Down on Me by Janis Joplin and...
Well, actually, it's credited, it is Janis, but it's credited Big Brother and the whole
Big Brother. Okay.
2 minutes, 5 seconds, Joy.
But I always liked that song.
Oh, I did too.
That's a great song. A little bit of soul. And that has been done like 8 million times.
This was the original, as far as I know.
Well, I'm drawing a blank on a little bit of soul.
You're working me over here, Larry.
I'm sorry.
The music explosion. 2 minutes, 20 seconds. I think it was the only song they ever
Didn't
had.
Bullet do that, too?
No, I think everybody did.
Okay.
One time
I'm going to do a version next week.
I did a version.
I don't care how much money I got to spend. Got to get back to my baby. The only days are gone. I'm a going.
That'd be the Box Tops and the letter.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Yeah.
I've told you my story about the Box Tops, the letter. So just once in a great while, the commercial load was so heavy at ROV, and then you had 2 5-minute newscasts, and then you had a bunch of other junk that went on, PSAs and all sorts of. And just once in a while, no matter how hard you tried, you looked up at the clock and you went, oh, my God, I only have a minute and a half till the news from ABC comes out of New York. What am I going to do? I always went to the letter.
The letter.
Because you could start fading it like 40 seconds in and nobody knew the difference. Isn't that funny? Anyway, there we go. Give you out on this one.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying the song, but I got nothing. But I know I've heard that song. Yeah, yourself.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to give it to you. I mean, you are trying. I can see that you're sweating beads of sweat. It's Talk Talk, the Music Machine. 1 minute and 58 seconds, less than 2 minutes long. Right. And it was a big hit record,
that,
by the way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Easy peasy.
That's Buckingham's.
Yep.
I'm going to say kind of a drag.
You got it. It is.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a drag.
Okay.
One of my favorite groups out of Chicago. I love those boys. They were fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got that one. Okay, here's another one now. This one you'll get easily.
Got to be the Beatles, or is it?
I don't think so.
No, it's not the Beatles.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? The Birds. 2 minutes, 5 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right.
30,000 feet drop. Spider lady on a runaway horse. Aha, that's right, of course.
Why did I agree to this topic?
And I'm not making it easy on you either.
No,
you that right now.
Who is that?
You want to know? You want to hear it again?
No, I'm not going to do anything.
30,000 feet tall. Spider lady on a runaway horse.
Well, that would be Jim Dandy by Laverne Baker. 2 minutes and 11 seconds. You all right, Mr. Dandy?
No.
It's waiting for you if your heart isn't blind.
You're killing me. I knew I would. That's called Treasure of Love, Clyde McFadder, 2 minutes and 10 seconds worth of that. Now, this is an easy one right here. I don't think it's easy.
Clean up your room.
Yackety yak.
See that dust fly with that broom.
Who?
Get all that garbage out of sight.
I think Mr. Dowdy just left the studio.
Why you don't go out Friday night?
Yackety yak. No, that's Coasters.
Yeah.
Minute 49 seconds.
Yeah. Never heard this version.
This is the original version.
Oh.
This was Otis Redding, Stax Recording Studio. Respect. Okay. 2 minutes and 5 seconds. And that was not ever a big hit.
Now, does he make it R-E-S-P-E-C-T like Aretha could?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. But anyway.
No, as you were doing all that, because I think you played Jim Dandy. I was thinking Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember their version?
Oh, yeah, they did a great version of it.
All right. I'm sorry. I need to focus on the show today. But that was a great song.
It would really help, Larry, a great deal.
Uh-huh.
If you put the fingernail clippers away. He's doing his
toenails. Or maybe I should close the blinds.
He's doing his toenails here in the studio. It's just disgusting. It's awful.
Now, see, now I want to go listen to Black Oak, Arkansas and Jim Dandy. So.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're going to have to keep the prize.
I will.
So, shall we get to obituaries?
Yeah.
Actually, you have a big obit here.
Roll that. Composer of James Bond movie theme dies at 94, Monty Norman, a British composer who wrote the theme tune for the James Bond films, has died at the age of 94. He performed with big bands originally, was a guitar player, and in a variety of double acts with comedian Benny Hill before writing songs for early British rockers Cliff Richard and Tommy Steele. Norman was hired by producer Albert Cubby Broccoli to compose a theme. I'm going to explain that name.
Okay, please do.
For the first James Bond film called Dr. No, released in 1962. Mm-hmm. Producers hired composer John Barry later on to rearrange the theme because they kept updating it for the movies. But they kept that basic guitar riff.
Yeah.
And Barry was widely assumed to have written it to Norman's chagrin.
Right.
So Norman took him to court, asserted his authorship, suing him, and he won in 2001 and was awarded £30,000 in damages. Of course, everybody knows you can't pick up £30,000. It didn't do him any good. That name Broccoli, by the way, would you believe that really is a family name? And it turns out that it goes back like generations ago when they raised cauliflower. No, they raised broccoli. So he's gone. Yes. He's gone.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I have something new that's not going to be a recurring thing because I'm too lazy to do it every time we do this. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
There's another squirrel.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a pop-up.
Was that?
This was supposed to be a toaster pop-up. Oh. They had like three or four sound effects, and none of them sounded like anything. I mean, is that pathetic? Is that awful? Maybe I should have come up with a different title.
Is that toaster rim shot?
I know it did sort of sound like that, didn't it? Well, you're going to find this one interesting.
Okay.
Sometimes strange things come to my mind.
Yeah.
And can you name, now you don't win anything, and I'm not really putting you on the spot here, but I'm doing this because I think it's really interesting.
Okay, good.
Can you name three vocal recordings that have no words through the entire song?
Vocal recording?
Vocals with no words. There are three of them that exist.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay, here we go. These are the Swedanes and the Scandinavian Shuffle. Big in Europe, a mild hit here, 1960. Okay. A minute and 37 seconds. She was famous because she hit a note at the end that only dogs could hear. See what I said? Do it, baby.
Ow! You know, this does sound like something the Manhattan Transfer would do.
Oh, they did. They later did.
Oh, okay.
A lot of other groups did it, too. It was a fun song. And then... the old Dabba Dabba Dab song. The Swingle Singers did classical albums using no words. So lots of albums in 1969. I actually have some of my... in my file.
Oh,
I really
my.
Do. And then the most famous of them all later on. Now you recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
This is Focus. The group in the 1970s had a song called Hocus Pocus. You're listening to it right now. They yodeled, eking, scat singing, riffs, and whistling. It was a big hit.
This was the long version, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is the album version. Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a great song. Listen to this drumming. Here comes that drummer.
That's Buddy Rich, isn't it?
Oh, there's the yodeling. Who knew? Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. That's enough of that. I'll turn it
now,
off.
Now, when did that come out?
70s, I think.
70? See, yeah, they may have been taking a note or two from Ambrosia and Dance With Me, George.
Well, I think that was well before that. Well, it really was.
Or maybe Ambrosia took a note from them.
No, maybe they did.
Who knows?
Well, they did it first.
But those are neat. Yeah, I was not aware. Not aware of that.
See, yeah. I'm always just trying to...
Well,
trying to help you.
And, you know, there were three songs that would be kind of hard to sing along to in the car.
I think that sometimes we take lyrics for granted. And sometimes it's good if somebody can explain lyrics to us. And
don't look at me.
Slow them down.
I'm horrible.
Steve Allen did this.
Be Bapalooba. She's my baby. Be Bapalooba. I don't mean maybe. She's the one that's got the beat. She's the one with flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that gets more and more.
Whatever that means.
Be Bapalooba. She's my baby. Be Bapalooba. I don't mean maybe. Be Bapalooba. She's my baby love. My baby love. My baby love.
Oh, wow.
That was Sketch Henderson in the background tinkling on the piano. Or tickling the piano, I'm sorry. It wasn't tinkling, I'm pretty certain of. I got one more thing.
Okay.
It's here. Oh, by the way, the box tops a while ago, we were talking about them.
Yeah.
And I missed a little piece of paper here that I put down. I'm happy to say that the box tops, they recorded at American Sound Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. They were a Memphis group.
Okay.
And Wayne Carson, I think it is, owns a bistro directly across the street from the Peabody Hotel, the Peabody.
Okay.
And so I was there a couple of years ago, between Christmas and New Year, and I went in there because I was real hungry, and I got tired of spending $1 million a meal at the Peabody.
Well, and you probably got tired of the ducks following you everywhere.
They did. They're such a mess. You know, you had to clean up after them and everything. They do not clean up after themselves.
Well,
I'll tell you that right.
After that.
So I went to this little restaurant bar across the street. I can't remember what the name of it was, but I was thrilled to death because on the placemats was the entire story of the box stops and how they had all these hit records, and one of the owners owns this restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The food was fairly lousy, but the story was really good, I thought. Anyway, no, it wasn't lousy. It was okay. It was just bar food. What can I tell you? It wasn't exciting. This just came up recently in Goldmine magazine. Oh. Singer, songwriter, and keyboardist Felix Cavallari. Yeah. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
It is.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer from his days with the Young Rascals, and then later on just the Rascals when they got a little long in the tooth. Anyway, he's basking in the anticipation of the release of his autobiography, Memoir of a Rascal. And his first new album in 12 years, Then and Now, due this summer. Plus, he's looking forward to his Legends Live tour with his friend Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees.
Wow.
I think that would have been an interesting concert.
That would be a very good concert.
So anyway, I thought you wanted to know that. I'm not sure when that happens, but I thought it was interesting.
Well, I do appreciate
that. That's all
thanks,
I got.
Thanks for sharing, and thank you for listening to this podcast, Rock's Best Short Songs, Episode 45. We appreciate you being here for Two Larrys and a Mic, and you can follow Two Larrys and a Mic wherever you download your podcast. Share this podcast with someone by simply clicking on the share button. We do a new episode just about every other week.
Sunny and Share.
The Sunny and Share, right. Hey, be sure to join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly. And, oh, dear. Oh, it just hurts to hear that.
And Mike's having dental work done during the podcast?
Yes, absolutely. Right outside. Fortunately, they pulled the taco truck right outside our window here. They're going to throw us an enchilada after a while.
Spit, Mike. Spit. We'll see you next time.